know what the cross is. We see it up there on the wall, and we see it outside churches and other buildings all over the place. But do we really know in our hearts and understand what that means for us? That's right, Nick. So I want to speak to you today about something. Nick, I want to speak to you about something today that is at the very heart of our faith. And that's the cross of Jesus Christ. Because I believe that this afternoon, God wants to open your eyes to something with more deeper meaning when you look at the cross. The deep power and the glory it holds for us as believers in Jesus Christ. See, the cross, when understood in the Holy Spirit, is not just an historical event or a piece of jewelry that we wear on our necks, but it is the very power of God. The very power of God. The cross represents to me the power of God. To the world it may seem like foolishness, but to those of us who are saved, who have come to salvation, who have given our lives to Jesus Christ, it's the very power that transforms our lives, that heals our wounds, that breaks the chains that hold us back and brings us from death into life eternal, into life abundant, into life of joy and purpose and hope and light. Today I want us to experience the cross in a fresh way. This is not just a message I'm bringing you today, but it is the message of life. You want life this afternoon?
Yes.
Then listen up. Because this message also carries the power to change everything about who we are, how we live, and where we are going. See, the cross is the ultimate expression of God's love for us. In John 3, verse 16, the Word of God, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and His only Son." Who's His Son? Jesus. "That whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." That's you. Say it after me. I will not perish, but I will have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Do you get it? Do you receive that? Because God loved us so much that He gave us His Son. The cross was not an accident. It was not an unfortunate end to a good man's life. The cross was the plan of God from the beginning. It was His love for you that sent Jesus to the cross. Let that sink in. God had you in mind when He sent Jesus to the cross. It was His love for you that compelled Him to take on the weight of the world's sin, to bear the pain, to bear the shame and the punishment, so that you and I could be free. We are free. We've got to let that just sink in. Let that sink in for a minute. That we are free. Freedom Church, faith, freedom, and purpose for every single one of us. The cross is a declaration of love that is beyond comprehension. We can't even understand how deep and how big that love is in our own minds. I want you to think about it. Jesus, the Son of God, endured the most brutal torture, the most humiliating death, all because he loved you and he loved me. I don't know about you, but when I think about that kind of love, it overwhelms me. It makes me tear up, man. And he loves me so much. I want to remind you that the cross says to each and every one of us, I love you, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how far you've fallen, I love you and I'm willing to die for you. The cross. God's eternal promise to us. You are loved beyond measure. You say that often. I am loved beyond measure. Do you know what comes with this? The ultimate victory. Ultimate victory. I want you to hear this clearly this afternoon. The cross was not a defeat for Jesus. It was a victory. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't losing. He was winning. And we are winning. We have the victory. Why do you think the Bible tells us you are more than conquerors through who?
Christ.
Who?
Christ.
You see, we're very much part of this. It was for us. That's why we're part of it. Colossians 2, verse 14 to 17, the Apostle Paul writes, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Wow. And when Jesus hung on the cross, he was defeating the powers of darkness. We do not need to live in the power of darkness. If we have Jesus in our life, we are walking in the light. Light and darkness cannot be in the same place. And if we are not in Jesus, then we're in darkness. But if we're in Jesus, we're in the light, and we will no longer be stumbling and falling into holes of mud and condemning us to make us feel worthless in our lives.
Come on now, bring it out.
We have to make a decision. Are we with Jesus or are we not? See, Jesus was disarming the enemy. Who is the enemy? The devil. He was disarming the enemy while he was on the cross. He was triumphing over sin, over death, and the devil once and for all. The cross was not a moment of defeat, church. It was the greatest victory that was ever won in the history of humanity. When Jesus said it is finished, he was declaring that sin's power over you is finished. That it was broken and death's grip on you is shattered. And that the devil has no power over you anymore. You are full of victory because of Christ who lives in you. Because of the cross, we no longer need to live in shame. And we need to share this message out in the streets. That we don't have to walk around without hope and with shame in our lives. because of the cross of Jesus Christ. That we don't have to walk around broken and hurting in the dark, in the confusion of life. Because that's where the devil wants us. He wants to hold us there. The cross is the place where God's justice was satisfied, where salvation was secured. You cannot have your salvation taken away from you. It lines up with, I stand on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, my sure foundation. We no longer have to live in bondage. And we no longer have to live in fear of death. This victory, the victory of the cross, is ours. The cross calls us to live a life of sacrificial love. I want you to listen carefully. Not just love. Not just like, oh Sam, I love you. Or Ted, I love you. But a love that's a mind of, Sam, how can I serve you? Not love in the way that the world understands love, but love that's sacrificial, a giving love. The cross is the ultimate example of sacrificial love. And Jesus calls us to follow him that way. In Matthew chapter 16, 24, Jesus says to us, these are the words of Jesus, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Sort out your differences this afternoon with each other. Sort them out. All this infighting and this rubbish. That's not living in the light. Sort it out before you leave today. If you've hurt somebody this week or this year, go and say sorry to them. That's sacrifice. That's love. You know, when I came to salvation, I was very hurt by my father. I hated him. But the Christmas after I came to salvation, after my drugs overdose, my dad came to salvation on Christmas Day. But I still had issues with him. I couldn't forgive him. And one day, we had a preacher come visit us at the church. He spoke about forgiveness. And at the end of that sermon, I knew I had to forgive. I had to let it go because it was holding me back in Christ. And I went forward. And they prayed for me and I ended up on the floor in a heap, sobbing. Then there was a hand on my shoulder, praying for me. And I looked up and it was my dad, praying for me. The healing that came that day was so, I couldn't even comprehend it. And then I had to forgive myself. You see, I couldn't love others until I loved myself. And I ask you this question this afternoon. Do you love yourself? See, it's easy to love those who love us. But Jesus calls us to a radical kind of love. He calls us to love our enemies. To forgive those who have hurt us. To serve those who can't repay us for the things that we do for them. The cross calls us to selflessness. It calls us to lay down our lives for others, just as Jesus laid down his life for us. When we take up our cross, we are saying, Lord, I will follow you wherever you lead me. I will love the way that you love. I will serve the way that you served. I will forgive the way that you forgave. And when we do that, the world sees the power of God working in us. And when they see it, they want it. In the place where God's love was poured out, where victory was won, and where we are called to live a life of sacrificial love, that is where we need to be. And I'll ask you this today. Have you embraced the cross? Have you received the love of God that was poured out for you? Have you stepped into the victory that Jesus won for you at a great cost? Are you willing to live a life that reflects the sacrificial love of the cross of Jesus? Are you ready to say, yes, Lord, I embrace your love. I embrace your victory. I claim your victory and your call to live sacrificially. Starts this afternoon. And I'm going to ask you to do something really different today. I'm going to ask you to get on your knees. Come on. Let's get on our knees. David, if you can't, don't worry. I know your leg is sore. Get on your knees. Do you want to come down? You all right to come down on your knees, Becky? Come on, darling. Come here with me. When we're coming down on our knees, we're surrendering to Jesus. So let him in. Let Jesus into all the places where you haven't let him in yet. Claim your victory. Claim your victory this afternoon. You know, it's the best way we can do that is just to praise the Lord. So stay down in a place of surrender and just sing along with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Lord, 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 we love. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now just stay in the place that you're at. And I'm going to come and I'm going to pray with you. I'm just going to put my hand on you and I'm going to pray for the power of God to fill you. If you're not comfortable with that, then just go, nope, to me as I come past you. But as I come and do that, I want you to be filled with the power of God, the power of Jesus in your life. The power of the cross inside of you.
More power, more strength.
And I'm going to just pray for Peter first because I want him to help me pray.